Welcome to day two.
Dr. David Simon, co-founder of the Chopra Center, found that when people are asked what they want in life, they usually say to be happy, healthy, have loving and nurturing relationships, and the ability to express their deepest purpose in life. In order to live the life we desire and set the intention for greater happiness and more meaningful connections with others, we have to release the hold that our past has on us. We all have unique stories of our families, communities, and cultures that helped influence who we are today. Although we know at our core that we are capable of deserving love, many of the stories we carry with us do not reflect that truth. As we reflect on our past, we can identify the early stories and misunderstandings that have contributed to the emotional pain we feel today. Lifelong emotional struggles often derive from one of these early stories, which set the trajectory of our lives. We understand that these experiences have influenced the way we view ourselves, as well as our ability to love ourselves and others. No matter what has happened up until this point, we all have the right and capacity to be happy and loved. The most positive action we can take about the past is to change our perception of it and reframe whatever happened. We can shift our awareness and consider that our caregivers and others were doing the best they could from their level of consciousness. Accepting the situations of the past in such a way diminishes their negative impact on us. The essence of responsibility is recognizing that regardless of what has happened up until now, we are capable of making new choices that can improve our situation moving forward. We can either allow our past to keep interfering with our optimal expression of love and happiness, or we can move beyond our past with renewed passion for life. Moving on is the pathway to freedom and unbounded joy. Today, let's choose the path of joy. Make the decision to be free to love yourself, your family, your life, your world, and take this decision into the silence. Deepak reminds us, life is in this moment. Therefore, live in this moment. Act in this moment. Intend in this moment. Stay in this moment. If you create any open space within yourself, love will fill it. Let's take that awareness into the space between our thoughts and listen to the still, small voice within us that says, "You are pure love. You are pure being." Allow this message to settle into the deepest recesses of your consciousness. It's time for us to go into the silence, the gap between the thoughts, the field of all possibilities. Please take a deep breath. Count silently to three, then exhale. Let's do this together two more times. Please close your eyes softly. Release the tension in your body. Focus on the rhythm of your breath, silently saying "so" on the inhale, breathing in the life energy of the universe, "hum" on the exhale, breathing out anything that no longer serves you. Allow your breath to flow in and out, gently, easily, and effortlessly. I'll watch the time, and when we're ready to end our meditation, I'll ring a soft bell and repeat the Sanskrit mantra, Sat Chit Ananda. Existence, consciousness, bliss. The next time you hear my voice, I will be reciting the mantra, Sat Chit Ananda. Chit Ananda. I am pure existence, pure consciousness, pure bliss. Sat Chit Ananda. Please come back into the room. Feel the weight of your body. Inhale deeply. Exhale. And when you are ready, open your eyes. Namaste.